This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Just myself, Limits, and the mannequin of Bob Pompiani today. No Donnie Football. He's celebrating his 30th birthday. And he's at a wedding. Down in Naples. He's on a beach right now. He just sent me a photo. Donnie Football Friday brought to you by Smale Kia, Route 30 in Greensburg. And right now on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, is Mr. Nick Kostos, as he is every Friday, host of You Better You Bet, an Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better You Bet weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern. And You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays 11 to 1 Eastern. Leading you up to kickoff on the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Nick, I would venture to say this is one of the higher profile games of the year and one of the higher profile games in recent Steeler memory. We have the Aaron Rodgers Bowl. What do you got here?
Absolutely, and great to be on with you. Donnie's 30.
Yeah, can you believe it?
God, I'm 42, man. I thought, I'll tell you what, man. I'm 42, but people tell me I look like I'm 30. Donnie's 30, and, you know, we'll just let that be. Happy birthday. Happy birthday
we'll
to Donnie.
Finish that riddle ourselves, yes.
can't wait to talk to Donnie next week on the show. I'm so excited for this game, like I'm sure all Steelers fans are, but like this evokes memories of Vikings-Packers back in 2009, right? Rodgers against Favre.
Yeah.
Now it's Rodgers against his former understudy and his former team, the Green Bay Packers. So, Joe, the Steelers find themselves right now as 3-point home dogs on Sunday night. And this has been a really, really interesting betting market. So it opens 3, Green Bay a 3-point road favorite. The Packers get bet out to a 3.5-point road favorite. And as the week has gone on, we have seen support come in for the Steelers, where now we might come off of 3 and go down to 2.5. And I say that to say this, there is jostling around the key number of 3. This is not like everyone's on one side of the game. The people with influence like one side. You've got people that clearly like the Packers that are betting a lot, and people that clearly like the Steelers that are betting a lot. It makes it a really fascinating handicap. Where I come down on the side of the game, it's probably Green Bay. And I came on your show last week, Joe, and look, like, there's no way of sugarcoating this. The Steelers defense, I think, is bad.
Yeah.
I don't know if they can fix it. Now, you would hope that they're not as dreadful as they were against the Bengals last Thursday night. I don't know if it's going to be very good, like, at any point this season. And that's obviously bad news going up against this Packers offense. But the bet that I do want to make on this game, I want to bet the over.
Me too.
I'd like to go. I think we're going to have points in this game, right? Where obviously the Steelers defense really struggles at the second level. Like the linebackers are not great. And I think Matt LaFleur knows that. Like from the McVay-Shanahan, you know, offensive scheme where they're going to put a microscope, like a sniper scope on these linebackers and get them running. And the Packers receivers and tight ends are going to run right by them. So I think Green Bay is going to score. And on the other side, I think obviously you'll get an Aaron Rodgers piss and vinegar game where he'll be, even if he doesn't want to say it, a little more motivated than usual, you would imagine. And I think what the Steelers will do, Joe, is like what they did against the Vikings when they played Minnesota in Dublin up against, you know, the Brian Flores pass rush, where you want to mitigate Micah Parsons and company. How do you do that? The quick passing game. And I think that's really like Rodgers' strong suit at this point. I don't think the Packers have a corner that can cover DK Metcalf, like the rushing attack, the 1-2 with Warren and Gainwell. We'll see if Caleb Johnson mixes in. So I think the Steelers are going to be able to score as well. So give me the over on this game coming up on Sunday night. If I had to pick a winner, I would begrudgingly take the Packers, but the bet that I will make will be the over in the game.
Nick, what do you think overall of both quarterbacks and the potential overs for them? Do you think that it will be a game that, because Green Bay's defense is second in the NFL in stopping the run, is this going to be a quarterback shootout, kind of like how we saw on Thursday night last week?
I would imagine that we'll see both quarterbacks have success here. So Jordan Love's passing yards prompt. Let's see. I'm on BetMGM here. Love 239.5. Rodgers 219.5. If I had to bet one, like I'd probably bet Love just because of the way like the Packers offense is engineered. And we saw last week against Arizona where Green Bay will be in 4th and 2, let's say, right? And the play is not like a 5-yard slant. It's like a 40-yard bomb down the field. Like that's how this offense is engineered for explosive plays. And that's where I worry for the Steelers defense, where you can hit explosives on them. You can beat Jalen Ramsey. You can beat Darius Slay. You can beat Joey Porter Jr. You can beat the linebackers. So I would be more apt to play the over on Jordan Love than I would on Aaron Rodgers. Like the Love number does feel entirely too low to me. You know, Rodgers 219.5, like lean towards the over there on Rodgers. But I feel better about the Packers' ability to have chunk plays on offense than I do Pittsburgh.
All right, Nick, and we're talking to Nick Kostos, host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Man, this is a game that could reshape the landscape here in the AFC North if the Steelers lose. So give me your quick sketches here on the other three games. Jets at Cincy, like for outright winners. Jets at Cincy, Chicago at Baltimore, and Cleveland at New England. Because when we wake up Monday, you could be looking at the Bengals at 4-4 and the Steelers just, what, a half game ahead of them.
Yeah, so I think Pittsburgh's way better than Cincinnati, even despite the loss to them last week. If I'm a Steelers fan, I'm not that worried about the Bengals. The Bengals might have the worst defense in the league. Now, like they might win this game because the Jets are incredibly inept and Garrett Wilson just got ruled out. But I'll just say from a betting perspective, I would never pick the Jets to win the game. But if this gets bet out to 7, and I know you said just wins and losses, but just a quick betting opinion. If it goes up to 7, Bengals minus 7, like I actually think I have to bet the Jets. And you're out there listening. You can do whatever you want. The thought of the team with the worst defense in the league being favored by a touchdown, like makes me want to bet the underdog, even if the underdog has not won a game this season. So like, yes, the Bengals are likely to be 4-4. I think they're terrible. I don't think Cincy's very good. The Browns, I think, are extraordinarily likely to lose to New England. Even if the Browns win, I see no universe where the Browns win the AFC North or challenge the Steelers. Like, this is going to come down to the Baltimore Ravens. Now, we just got a report from Baltimore. Lamar Jackson is at practice today for the Ravens. We don't know yet if he's practicing in full capacity, in a limited capacity, but this will be 3 straight days that he practices, which I think makes him more than 50% to play on Sunday when the Ravens host the Chicago Bears. And I do think Baltimore will win the game against Chicago, assuming Lamar plays. Here's the thing with Baltimore, though, and it's kind of like all these teams have warts in this division. The Ravens' defense is bad. Like, I don't know if it's as bad as Pittsburgh's, but like, it's not good. And the offense has to be superhuman in order to get Baltimore over the line. And the fact that they're 1-5, maybe 2-5 after this weekend, I still think it's going to be Pittsburgh that wins the division, even if I think the Steelers' defense is ultimately going to be what bites them at the end of the year. Maybe in the wild card round, we'll see. But I'm not worried about the Bengals. I'm not worried about the Browns. The team that the Steelers need to be worried about is Baltimore.
Well, after this week, along comes the Indianapolis Colts, who have been a wagon so far this year. 14.5-point favorite over Tennessee. Are you a believer that Indy is as good as their record?
Yes. Now, I want to stop short of saying, so I said this on my show on Monday on You Better You Bet. Weekdays, 4 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. I think the Colts right now are the second best team in the AFC. Now, Kansas City, and I've been saying this for a while. I think Donnie like disagreed with me on social media. Like, sorry, everybody, like the Chiefs are the best team. I know like no one wants to hear that, but it's the truth. I think the Colts are the second best team. I don't know if that means they're going to win by 15 or like 17 this weekend against Tennessee. I do like the over in that game. The Colts are going to absolutely wreck this Titans defense. At the very least, I think Colts team total will cash. And I do like the full game over. But if you told me right now, Joe, Colts at Bills, I'm making this up. Indy has a better record. Colts at Bills in January, wild card or divisional round, I'll bet Indy to win the game.
Yeah.
Like the Bills won't be able to stop them.
The Bills like right defense now, stinks too.
It's really bad. And like they can't stop the run at all. And, you know, I think it's a problematic matchup for Pittsburgh because the Steelers defense also stinks.
Yes.
And Indy's offensive line is playing really well. So, you know, like, do I think, I know this wasn't your question, but Indy's definitely better than Pittsburgh right now. Things can change, but with the way the Steelers defense is not only playing now, but has played over the balance of the year, I don't know how you can say realistically that Pittsburgh's better than Indianapolis.
I don't think you can. Meantime, and we'll finish it with this one, Nick, is MVP odds. Suppose little Aaron Rodgers goes out Sunday night and has a great game on a national stage. No. He's on pace for 40 touchdowns. 40. All I'm asking. I'm not asking, you know, will he be a front runner? Will people start associating decent odds with him to become an MVP this year?
So there's two ways to answer that question. Like, will people say it? Yes. And I don't mean this derisively at all, sincerely. It's like a fun topic for like us to talk about on the show. He's not winning. And the reason why he's not winning, like he is not going to win for the same reason, like Joe Burrow was never going to win this season for Cincinnati. They're not going to win enough games. Like they're not. Like the defense isn't good. So I'll ask you, Joe, and for all the fans out there listening, watching, like, what's your opinion on this? Like, create the rosiest scenario for Steelers wins and losses. They're 4-2 right now. What is the maximum amount of games that they win if everything goes right?
11.
Okay. Do we think 11 wins is enough to get the Steelers the one seed in the AFC?
No.
Okay, he can't win MVP. Done. Over. Because how could you give Aaron Rodgers the MVP at 11 wins if, like, Daniel Jones goes 15? I'm not saying Daniel Jones is going to win MVP. But if, like, the Colts go 15-2, or the Chiefs go 13-4, and it's Mahomes. Or in the NFC, like, Green Bay goes, whatever, 13-3-1. Or Matthew Stafford and the Rams go, you know, 12-5.
Yeah.
Just as examples. Like, you have to be, it doesn't mean that Rodgers can't throw 40 touchdowns. I'm, like, the biggest Aaron Rodgers fan in the world. I bet the Steelers to make the playoffs. I hope they do. But to win MVP, you have to have a certain level of team success. And I think the Steelers defense is going to be what prevents that from happening, unfortunately. For
no, I agree. But we started the show today with, can you even believe we're talking about him getting into a conversation like that? And it's possible.
I can.
Because if you're going to throw, if he has a great game, he's going to be on pace for like 43 touch. If you're over 40, then you're at least in a realistic conversation somewhat. You know what I mean? And yeah, I didn't think we were going to get to that point.
If your defense is halfway good, then certainly. I mean, like, I live in New York, right? I watched a ton, like, I watch every game, but obviously, like, you know, I watch a lot of, I do a lot of media, local media in New York, watch a lot of Jets games.
Yeah.
Everyone wanted to say Rodgers played terribly last year. Like, he didn't play terribly. The team around him was terrible and the offensive scheme was ridiculous. The reason why he got sacked so much is because he's holding the ball for 10 seconds back there. He goes to a competent organization with Arthur Smith and Mike Tomlin, and all of a sudden he's not getting sacked as much. Why? Because they're using the run game and they're getting the ball out of his hands fast. That's what you should be doing with a 40-year-old quarterback. So of course he still got it. So like, Joe, I never bought the idea that Rodgers was washed. That people that said that were people that weren't watching the games last year.
Well, maybe I was left with a bad impression from a couple games because it felt like when he was playing good teams, like the game in Buffalo late in the year, he looked like a punch-drunk boxer. But he did come back against Miami and play well. I'll frankly admit, and I have on the air here, I didn't think he was washed, but I thought we were going to see a late-stage Ben where he was still viable. But man, what I saw the other day, he was running around like a young Ben or like a young Aaron Rodgers on that touchdown pass to Jonnu Smith, going from one side of the field to the other, throwing on the run. I didn't think I was going to see that Aaron Rodgers this year. I'm surprised.
And you know, and that, by the way, goes hand in hand with what I was saying about the Bengals defense. Like, Rodgers had all day to throw in that. It's a sin that the Steelers lost that game and the defense played as poorly
it really
as
is.
Last Thursday night. And just on Roethlisberger, like, Ben's obviously going to go into the Hall of Fame on the first ballot. When Ben fell off the cliff, it happened really fast. Like, he went from being viable starting quarterback to, and I know, like, his last year they started 10-1 before everything went off the rails. But you could see that he couldn't move anymore.
Right.
So I don't think Rodgers is there, but look, like, if Aaron Rodgers tries to play the way Josh Allen does, like, he's going to get killed. Like, he can't do that anymore. And I think if you like the Jets games last year, he's throwing 50 times a game. Like, you can't have that with this quarterback.
Right.
It was like Brady at the end. Like, he was scared to get hit. That's why I think what the Steelers are doing and why, candidly, I liked the marriage between him and Arthur Smith is Arthur Smith's going to engineer the offense to make sure his quarterback doesn't get hit. And I think that's what's proven to be one of the reasons why Rodgers has been successful this year. The arm talent's obviously still there. The mind obviously hasn't gone anywhere. I think he's going to have a really nice rest of the season.
Nick, we appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Looking forward to it. Wishing everyone minimal sweats, winning bets. The absolute very best of luck.
That was the host of You Better You Bet, an Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary for all your betting and sports talk needs. Check out the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Going back and looking at last year's MVP voting, oh, limitless wonder. And man, it was closer than I remembered. 27 first place votes for Josh Allen, 22 for Lamar. Nobody else. See, in a year where he rushed for 2,000 yards and 13 touchdowns and caught two more touchdown passes, for Saquon Barkley not to get one first place vote seemed a little odd. Yes?
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous.
But what does everybody have against running backs?
Well, here's the thing. MVPs basically become who's the best quarterback award.
Yeah.
Offensive player of the year has become who's the best non-quarterback. That's what it's become, and Barkley ended up winning that.
Who's the last non-quarterback to win the MVP? Wrong.
Was it Adrian Peterson in 2009?
Wrong. Adrian Peterson in 2012.
Got the year wrong.
How about before him? There's been two in the last... What's 25? 19 years. Two in the last 19 years. Who was the one before him?
Was it Brian Westbrook?
No. It was back-to-back years. Sean Alexander in 05 and LaDainian Tomlinson in 06. And then Marshall Faulk won it. See, running backs were winning it then. Marshall Faulk won it. Terrell Davis won it. Barry Sanders. Emmitt Smith. Thurman Thomas. I guess the part of the de-emphasis of the running backs is they don't put up the numbers, but then along comes Saquon in a year where, you know, Josh Allen and Lamar and Burrow, by the way, were all great, but I'm just shocked he didn't get one first place vote. What's that all about, Limits?
So you're telling me that even the Eagles writer did not vote for Saquon? That's kind of odd.
Well, no, you're not supposed to just vote your team, but yeah. You figure somebody would.
Yeah, I'm not saying that it needs to be like Ron necessarily needing to vote for Larry Fitzgerald, just that Larry Fitzgerald should have been the guy that Ron voted for. But you would think that seeing that guy up close in person every game, you would imagine that that gives you a little bit more of a reasoning to be able to vote for them, knowing their candidacy.
I think that's a fair point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Who's the most unlikely MVP of the 21st century?
That's a good question.
It's between two people for me. Rich Gannon in 2002. Are you kidding me, Limits? He had a great year, though.
Yeah, they went to the Super Bowl.
He won it over Brett Favre. Favre was almost a four-time winner. 19 votes to 15, followed by McNair, and Derek Brooks even got a vote. So Rich Gannon was unlikely. And I would say the second most unlikely was Matty Ice.
Yeah, that came to mind. 2016, they went to the Super Bowl, blew it.
My God, Brady finished second that year. How many MVPs did he win? And Rodgers even got votes. So did the great Derek Carr that year, Limits.
Brady only won three MVPs. 07, when they were almost undefeated.
What?
2010 and 2017. Those were Brady's MVP years.
Where did he finish the year Cam Newton won it? I bet you Brady has more. Boy, Cam Newton was a unanimous winner that year. 48 out of 50 first place votes. What a year he had until the Super Bowl anyway, right?
Wrong. That wouldn't be unanimous. He didn't get two votes.
I like that. Carson Palmer got a vote that year. Can you believe that?
Was he still playing on the Bengals that year, or was he with the Raiders?
Bengals. How many total votes did Ben get in his career for MVP?
I think zero, right?
Wrong. Zero.
That's wild to me.
Isn't that crazy?
To think that either Super Bowl year, I mean, 05, the defense significantly. But
you know what? Sean Alexander was a very unlikely winner as well.
Yeah, in 05.
He had a great year, almost 1,900 yards and 27 touchdowns, Limits. 27. But Barkley had more yards than that and didn't even get a first place vote, for God's sakes. Carson Palmer got votes that year, too.
Favre is the only player to win it three times in a row. Do you think we'll ever see that again?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't think we will. I think there's just too much voter fatigue after 2 years. But even in this century, Peyton won it in 08 and 09. Then Aaron won it in 2020 and 2021.
Yeah.
You don't see too many back-to-back. The ones prior to that was Favre in the 90s when he won three in a row.
I enjoy going down these rabbit holes. Peyton Manning almost. Well, Adrian Peterson. See, Barkley.
Well, Peyton did win it back-to-back because 03, Peyton and McNair split it.
I know, but I'm looking at these running backs who won it, and Barkley was as good or better than these guys, and he got no respect.
Yeah, no respect for the running back position.
Holy horse milk. Calvin Johnson got votes that year. You think people are bored or interested in this, Limits?
I think they're interested. Did Eric Dickerson win it the year he won the rushing record? The year he broke it?
What year was that?
Was it at 86?
I don't know. Who's the most unlikely winner ever?
86 was Lawrence Taylor. Was he the last defensive player to win the MVP?
Yes, he was.
Yes, he was. Do you know who won the MVP in 1982?
Yeah, I was just going to ask the most unlikely man of all, Mark Moseley.
The Boy, kicker.
The people who voted for that have to look back with regret and be mortified at what they did.
It was only a 9-game season, though.
I don't care if it was a 1-game season. What were they thinking? They voted a kicker as the MVP of the league? We should retroactively fire them.
I agree with them.
And take everything any of those people ever wrote after that and erase it from the internet. They voted a kicker?
Yeah, I agree. He was awesome that year.
Oh.
8 of 8 on field goals from 30
yards
out.
He got MVP.
He was 5 of 6 from field goals 40 to 49, but he did not attempt a field goal from 50 yards.
He sucked. And he got MVP because he kicked a bunch of 30-yard field goals. Meanwhile, poor Dan Fouts threw for almost 3,000 yards and 17 touchdowns in 9 games, and he finishes second to a blanking kicker.
He had 11 picks.
Yeah, you're right. That was his demerit.
Joe Theismann finished fourth that year. Do you know how many touchdowns and interceptions he had?
Yeah, it's right in front of me, 13-9.
13-9.
Two numbers that Crowley certainly hates.
Yes.
All right, Limits, the Limitless Express is coming up next. First, let me tell people, That fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Let's do the Springsteen thing right after you tell us what is coming up on the limitless on Bechtold's breakdown.
Yes, Joe, I would love to, because J.J. McCarthy did not play last night for the Vikings. Should he now play? There's also a discussion that needs to be had again on Ben Kindle, man. Whoa, what a shot he had last night in the Penguins game. We will discuss that. And also, a former Steelers All-Pro is reportedly on the trade block, or at least is a candidate. That's coming up next.
But not until this. Call now to win a $100 cash card and passes for a night out to see Springsteen Deliver Me From Nowhere. 20th Century Studios presents that film, Springsteen Deliver Me From Nowhere, starring Jeremy Allen White as the boss. The film chronicles the making of Springsteen's 1982 Nebraska album, which was really a departure from what he was doing at that time. But the movie really depicts sort of the struggle, internal struggle Springsteen was having at the time on the verge of global superstardom. And it's really good. And Jeremy Allen White is just hits it right on the nail. I mean, can you hit it on the nail? Hits the nail on the head, I believe.
Correct.
Yeah. He's incredible. And the movie's as electric as a Springsteen show. It's really good. Only in theaters today. Let's go with caller number two, O Limitless Wonder. And we'll also give them a shot amidst their winnings to tell us where this lyric comes from. Which song? Born down in a dead man's town, the first kick I took was when I hit the ground. So we'll go with that one. Some people don't like the Nebraska album. I love it. I think it's Springsteen's greatest work. And when I saw, I think I saw Joe Grushecki over at Soldiers and Sailors one time, and Springsteen came out and played an acoustic set. For some people, the acoustic set is the time they go get a beer. For me, that's the time I want to be there. But that goes for almost any artist ever. I love just the person and the guitar. Even, I don't know, somebody like Pink. You get her with just her guitar player. That's, in my opinion, her best stuff.
Yes, I do like Pink.
Who do we have here, Limits?
We have Al. So Al is going to try to become the first person to correctly guess the Springsteen lyric. And I believe in Al. Al told me that he is a Springsteen fan.
All right,
and if he knows the Springsteen music, so this should be easy for Al, I believe.
If you're a fan, Alley Cat, tell me where this lyric is from. Born down in a dead man's town, the first kick I took was when I hit the ground. What song? Wrong.
I can't think right now.
You got to say it in the way that Springsteen says it, like, born down in a dead man's town.
Yeah.
The first kick I took was when I hit the ground.
Nice, Limits.
Yeah, that's Born in USA.
Yeah. There you go, baby. There you go, Alley Cat. You win.
All right, cool.
Well, you already had one.
Yep.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
That crowd is going wild for you, Al.
Thank you, Al.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
See you, buddy. Boy, he couldn't have been more thrilled with the proceedings. Congratulations to him. That was fabulous. Join Malzi at the Lowe's in McCandless Crossing this Sunday from 11 to 1. The Lowe's Earn Your Sunday Tour will be set up from 10 a.m. until 2. You can play Madden 26, view player lockers, and register to win tickets to Super Bowl 60. This one-of-a-kind interactive experience is the perfect pregame primer. Lowe's is an official partner of the NFL. And Mulsey is on hand. Okay, coming up next. It's Bechtold's Breakdown. You just heard the man. There's all kinds of things going on in the world of sports right now. We will break it all down next. And then at 1 o'clock, take a look at what could be a sort of a turn in the NFL season. I think certainly for the Steelers. This is a gigantic game. A loss combined with a couple other things happening. And suddenly an AFC North that looked like a runaway 2 weeks ago, that they could be a half game ahead of the freaking Bengals, who stink, as Nick Costos put it so eloquently. We'll get to all of that coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.